This reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions. Put Off Procrastinating, Module 6, Adjusting Unhelpful Rules and Assumptions and Tolerating Discomfort. In this module, we'll go over the following sections. Introduction, followed by adjusting unhelpful rules and assumptions, such as the need to be in charge, pleasure seeking, fear of failure or disapproval, fear of uncertainty or catastrophe, low self-confidence, depleted energy. And then we'll go through a worksheet, adjusting unhelpful rules and assumptions. Finally, we'll tackle tolerating discomfort before our module summary. Introduction. Given you know how to dismiss your procrastination excuses, what we talked about in module 4, and have some real practical strategies for tackling your procrastination behavior, such as what we did in module 5, you now have the key things you need to overcome procrastinating and start doing. However, you may still need to tackle the underlying reasons for your procrastination. As we've emphasized before, doing this is not always necessary to beat the habit of procrastination. However, it can have its benefits. The important thing to remember is that the underlying reasons for your procrastination are harder to shift and may require more intensive work with a mental health professional who specializes in cognitive behavioral therapy. Below are some tips to get you started to give you a feel for what you need to do to overcome your unhelpful rules and assumptions and your intolerance for discomfort, which are the real reasons for your procrastination. For some people, the tips in this module may be enough. However, for others, this module will at least give you a sense of whether you want to pursue this type of work further with a professional. Adjusting unhelpful rules and assumptions. There are a series of steps you can go through to challenge the unhelpful rules and assumptions that give rise to your procrastination. These steps include clearly identifying what your unhelpful rule or assumption is and recognizing where it might have come from. 2. Questioning whether your unhelpful rule or assumption is reasonable, realistic, fair, helpful, and recognizing the negative consequences of having this unhelpful rule or assumption. 3. Identifying a more helpful rule or assumption you could try to adopt. And next, planning how you would need to act in everyday life to put this new helpful rule or assumption into practice. When working out where your rules and assumptions might have come from, this will often involve messages or sayings you've received from others around you, past experiences you've had, or how you have observed others approach life. Often these things will have occurred whilst growing up, but can also come from more recent experiences. When generating a more helpful rule or assumption, this involves thinking of another way to see yourself in the world that is more balanced, flexible to different circumstances, and realistic given the state of affairs. When thinking of how to put the new rule or assumption into practice, this involves working out how you would act in everyday life if you already believed the new helpful rule or assumption, and then making a point of acting that way. Often, when we act as if something were true, we actually start to take it on board and believe it. On page 7 is a general worksheet to guide you through each of the steps so you can adjust the unhelpful rule or assumption that has been interfering with the tasks or goals that you have been working on in these modules. If you have identified more than one unhelpful rule or assumption, then you'll need to tackle each one at a time. You can pause the recording now to review this. Below are some examples of how to go through the steps to adjust each unhelpful rule and assumption identified in Module 2 as the most common to procrastination. Needing to be in charge. What is the unhelpful rule or assumption I'd like to adjust? It might be something like, I must be in charge at all times. Things should be done my way. I shouldn't have to do things that I don't want to do. I shouldn't have to do things because someone else says so. And if I'm not 100% in charge of what I do, then I'm weak. Where did this rule or assumption come from? Possibly, messages or sayings I received growing up from either family, others around me, or society. For example, you need to be top dog to get any respect in this world. Or it's my way or the highway. Maybe it's past experiences of being dominated by others and vowing never to be in that same position again. Or perhaps it's seeing the benefits that people in positions of power received. In what ways is this rule or assumption unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, or unhelpful? To get along in society, you're going to need to follow someone else's orders at some point. No matter how high up you are, there's always going to be someone higher. Give and take is necessary for society to function. We all have to do things we don't particularly like doing at certain times. It's a part of life. It's simply not possible to be in control and hold power at all times. What are the negative consequences of having this rule or assumption? I alienate others. It creates conflict with people around me. I get aggressive. I don't get promoted because I don't get along with others or follow their instructions. What's an alternative, more helpful rule or assumption? Might be something like, I can tolerate doing things I don't want to. It's okay to follow other people sometimes. Doing things that don't suit me doesn't make me weak, but a normal functioning member of society. And things don't always have to be my way. What can I do to put this rule or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Follow someone else's orders. Do things I don't want to. Give some power and control over to someone else for a change. Don't be independent and in charge all the time, but instead ask for help at times. Pleasure seeking. What's the unhelpful rule or assumption I'd like to adjust? Might be something like, life is too short to be doing things that are boring or hard. Fun should always come first. Life should be fun at all times. Pleasure here and now should be all that matters. And if I forgo fun, then I'll become a boring, lifeless drone. Where did this rule or assumption come from? Possibly, messages I received growing up that fun was a priority, for example, don't be a party pooper, past experiences of being deprived of fun and pressured to work hard, and as such vowing never to live life like that again. Observing in others the negative consequences of being a workaholic and rebelling against that lifestyle. And possibly my achievements not being valued by others or not seeing others around me striving to achieve. In what ways is this rule or assumption unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, or unhelpful? To get anywhere in life is going to involve some hard work, achievement, or sacrifice at certain points. If life is only about fun, we get stuck and don't get to where we want to be in life. We all have to put up with some boredom at times. It's a part of life. What are the negative consequences of having this rule or assumption? Things don't get done. I don't move forward. I stay stuck whilst watching others around me progress. I feel left behind and dissatisfied with my life achievements. What's an alternative, more helpful rule or assumption? Might be something like, I can tolerate short-term boredom for long-term gain. Pleasurable times are more often more enjoyable after I've achieved something, and fun and achievement are equally important. What can I do to put this rule or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Plan fun things after I've achieved something. Practice foregoing fun temporarily to get a task achieved. Practice doing mundane or boring tasks for increasing periods of time to build tolerance and patience. Plan a balance between the proportion of fun and achievement activities in my week. Fear of failure or disapproval. What's the unhelpful rule or assumption I'd like to adjust? Might be something like, I must do things perfectly. I must not fail. I can't have others think poorly of me. If I try, then I'll only fail. If I put my work out there, then others will think badly of me. Where did this rule or assumption come from? Possibly, messages and sayings growing up from the people around me. For example, unless you're first, you're last. Perfection is a virtue. You have to give 110%. Possibly being criticized when I didn't do well at something. Or maybe only ever being praised when I did exceptionally well. Or possibly, past experiences of not doing well or failing at something. In what ways is this rule or assumption unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, or unhelpful? Perfection is unattainable as imperfection is inevitable. It is more realistic to expect to do well at certain things, mediocre at other things, and not so well at some things. It all evens out in the end. It isn't so black and white that things are either a success or failure. People generally aren't out to judge everything we do. They're often more wrapped up in themselves. Constructive criticism is a part of learning. What are the negative consequences of having this rule or assumption? I feel afraid about doing things. I predict failure and disapproval constantly. I don't get things done, or I waste time trying to get things perfect. I don't try. I don't put myself out there. What's an alternative, more helpful rule or assumption? Might be something like, imperfection is a part of being human. Doing things imperfectly doesn't always lead to failure or disapproval. On a whole, I do things well and don't fail or get judged poorly. I can tolerate not doing well or receiving some criticism. What can I do to put this rule or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Plan to do things imperfectly. For example, purposely make a mistake and see what happens. Aim for a good enough job rather than perfection, and see if I can be okay with this. Purposely try to generate some form of criticism from others and practice being able to tolerate it. Fear of uncertainty or catastrophe. What's the unhelpful rule or assumption I'd like to adjust? Might be something like, I must be certain of what'll happen. I should be prepared for the worst. I can't stand not knowing the outcome. If I take action, then something bad will happen. I'm better off not doing anything than risk it going bad. Where did this rule or assumption come from? Possibly messages growing up, for example, a good scout is always prepared. Having an unstable and unpredictable life growing up and vowing that life will never be like that again. Or possibly past experiences of having suffered some catastrophe or trauma in my life. In what ways is this rule or assumption unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, or unhelpful? It's impossible to be certain about everything. Some degree of uncertainty is a part of life we all have to tolerate. Not taking action or worrying about things doesn't make anything more certain and doesn't prevent a catastrophe. What are the negative consequences of having this rule or assumption? I feel afraid about doing things. I predict catastrophe constantly, I worry, I don't take action, I avoid, I stay within my comfort zone. What's an alternative, more helpful rule or assumption? Might be something like, uncertainty is a part of life that everyone has to tolerate. Catastrophes are unlikely events. I can take action and cope with any consequences that arise. I can cope if bad things happen and worrying about it doesn't prevent it. What can I do to put this rule or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Take action or make decisions and see what happens. If something doesn't go well, use it as an opportunity to practice being able to cope with that. Low self-confidence. What's the unhelpful rule or assumption I'd like to adjust? Might be something like, I can't do things because I'm incapable. I'm too inadequate, so I can't get things done. If I try things, then my inadequacies will show through. I shouldn't try things when I know I'm no good. If I know I won't be able to do something, then I shouldn't bother. Where did this rule or assumption come from? Possibly criticism from others growing up or later in life. For example, you're no good, you'll never amount to anything. Maybe lack of praise or recognition from others for my abilities. Or possibly past experiences of attempting things and them not turning out so well. In what ways is this rule or assumption unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, or unhelpful? I don't take into account both my strengths and weaknesses, but am biased and unfair towards myself by just focusing on my weaknesses. I just assume I can't do things rather than finding out for real. What are the negative consequences of having this rule or assumption? I don't try or attempt things. I give up easily. I feel down about myself. I criticize myself. What's an alternative, more helpful rule or assumption? Might be something like, I can do more than I give myself credit for. I have strengths and weaknesses just like anyone. I'm capable and adequate in most things. What can I do to put this rule or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Don't back away from challenges. Try new things. Give things a go and see how I do. Pay attention to my strengths and achievements, for example, writing them down each day. Depleted energy. What's the unhelpful rule or assumption I'd like to adjust? Might be something like, I can't do things when I'm stressed, fatigued, unmotivated, or depressed. I must rest when my energy is low. I must be energized to be able to do things. If I do things when I'm stressed, fatigued, unmotivated, or depressed, I'll make things worse. If I do things when I'm not energized, then it won't work out. Where did this ruler assumption come from? Possibly, past experiences of people in my life not challenging or pushing me during tough times, but telling me to take it easy and treating me as fragile. Past experiences of people pushing me too much when my energy is low and vowing never to do that to myself again. Seeing others manage stress, fatigue, poor motivation, and depression by taking it easy. Or possibly having overdone things at some point in my life which led to negative outcomes, for example, a nervous breakdown. In what ways is this rule or assumption unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, or unhelpful? I never test myself in different situations to see I can manage and get some things done at certain times. We're often not going to be in the right frame of mind to do things, and if we wait for the right frame of mind, it may never come, and we'll never get anything done. What are the negative consequences of having this rule or assumption? I don't get things done. I view myself as fragile. I can't live a normal routine. I can't take on a variety of commitments, and I feel restricted in what I can do. What's an alternative, more helpful rule or assumption? Might be something like, I can do more than I think when my energy's low. Energy, stress, motivation, and mood often improve if I tackle things step by step rather than rest. Rest often de-energizes me. Rest isn't always the answer, often taking action is. What can I do to put this rule or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Try taking action rather than resting when I feel stressed, fatigued, unmotivated, or depressed, and see what happens. Break tasks into small steps and start with just one step when my energy is low, and see where it leads. On the following page, you'll see there's space to reflect on your own unhelpful rules and assumptions. Pause the recording and take some time to complete this exercise. Tolerating discomfort. As has been highlighted in Module 3, your unhelpful rules and assumptions, when activated, tend to generate some form of discomfort about doing a task or goal. Now, if you particularly hate, detest, or can't stand discomfort, you're going to be more likely to procrastinate as a way of avoiding the discomfort. This puts you in a mode where you are discomfort-driven. That is, you react from your discomfort, and it is your discomfort that guides your behavior and calls all the shots. Not being able to stand discomfort is often referred to as being discomfort intolerant. Hence, something that can be helpful when addressing procrastination is to increase your tolerance for discomfort. That is, to adopt the attitude that I don't like discomfort, but I can stand it. I can stay with it, and I can get through it. I can tolerate it. If you can adopt this attitude, you'll be less tempted to turn to procrastination as a way of stopping the discomfort. Below are some suggestions you can practice to increase your ability to tolerate discomfort. These suggestions come from mindfulness meditation principles. Mindfulness involves being in the present moment and being a non-judgmental observer of your experience. So when it comes to discomfort, it means that you observe the discomfort in a detached manner without trying to change it or buy into it, without struggling with it or trying to get rid of it, but just watching it as it is. Often when people do this, they find that paradoxically it lessens how uncomfortable they feel and allows them to feel they can tolerate the discomfort. Now, mindfulness and tolerating discomfort is a skill, and like any skill, it requires practice. The more practice, the better you'll get at it. Don't expect it to work overnight, as you'll need to persist and stick with it. It may also be a good idea to practice the art of just watching your experience in the present moment when you're not distressed, so you'll be better practiced at using this approach when you're distressed, which can be harder to do. Steps to mindfully increasing your discomfort and tolerance. Be aware. Firstly, bring a gentle awareness to what it is you're experiencing right now in the present moment. If you're practicing when you're not distressed, this may be noticing your breath, noticing sensations in your body, noticing sensations outside your body as it makes contact with the surrounding environment, noticing sounds around you, noticing sights around you, noticing something that you're tasting, noticing emotions you're experiencing, or noticing thoughts that are popping into your head. Bring awareness to anything sensory that's happening right now. If you're distressed when practicing, notice and bring awareness to the discomfort itself, whether it be anger, resentment, frustration, boredom, anxiety, fear, embarrassment, depression, despair, exhaustion, etc. Watch and observe, no judgment. Once aware of your experience, adopt the stance of being an observer or watcher of your experience. An observer or watcher doesn't try to change what's happening, but at the same time doesn't get caught up nor buys into what's happening. They just stand at a distance from the action, just watching. Try to be a non-judgmental observer. That is, not to judge your experience as either good or bad. It is what it is. To help you be a non-judgmental in your watching, it can be helpful to label your experience like, here's a thought, here's a body sensation, or here's a feeling, etc. For example, thinking, I'm not doing this mindfulness practice right, would be a judgment. Instead, labeling that as just a thought is taking a non-judgmental attitude. Again, if you're distressed when practicing, just watch and observe in a non-judgmental way your discomfort. You might use labels like, here's the feeling of anger, here's the feeling of boredom, here's the feeling of despair, and so on. Try to relate to them as just feelings, nothing more, nothing less. Remind yourself that you are not your feelings, and that you're bigger than your feelings. If thoughts like, I can't stand this feeling, pop up again, just watch it as a mere thought. Let go. If you allow your experience to be as it is, chances are that because you have let it come into your space, rather than having battled or struggled with it, it'll then be able to go and leave your space in its own time. To help you with this, you might try using your breath to let go. Breathe from wherever you feel the discomfort within you. Breathe into the discomfort, making a space for it and allowing it to be there. You may then be able to watch the discomfort leave with your breath each time you exhale. If the discomfort does move on, it doesn't mean it won't come back. When the discomfort does rear its head again, know that it's okay, and again, just bring awareness to it. Watch and observe it in a non-judgmental fashion, and then allow it to leave again when it's ready. Some other ways to increase discomfort tolerance. Ride the wave of discomfort. Similar to mindfulness is riding the wave of discomfort. Our emotions usually act like waves, rising and gaining height at certain points, then tapering off and dropping back, then sometimes gradually rising again. Imagine your discomfort as a wave. Like a wave, the discomfort is temporary. It doesn't go on forever and at some point will slowly subside. Imagine yourself riding the wave like a surfer until you come into shore, or imagine yourself bobbing gently in the ocean with each wave that rolls in, being carried upwards at certain points and gently back down again. If you can relate to your discomfort as a wave that rises and falls, then you may feel more able to tolerate it, as you know it won't go on forever, and you'll come down on the other side of the wave eventually. Gradually delay procrastination and increase discomfort. Another option for increasing your ability to tolerate discomfort is to gradually increase the amount of time you experience discomfort prior to procrastinating. In other words, delaying procrastination and hence increasing your time sitting with discomfort. For example, if the discomfort you detest is boredom and procrastination is your way of escaping boredom, pick a specific amount of time for which you're going to allow yourself to experience the boredom before procrastinating. Initially, 10 minutes may be all you can stand, then increase the time to 15 minutes, then 20 minutes, and so on. The idea being to gradually increase the amount of time you expose yourself to your own discomfort, gradually building up a tolerance over time. Module summary. You don't necessarily need to change your unhelpful rules and assumptions and discomfort intolerance to overcome procrastination. Modules 4 and 5 on dismissing procrastination excuses and using practical behavioral strategies to stop procrastination are often enough to kick the habit. Changing the unhelpful rules and assumptions and discomfort intolerance that give rise to your procrastination can be hard, and you may require further professional assistance beyond these modules to address these issues. Adjusting your unhelpful rules and assumptions requires going through the following steps. Clearly identifying what your unhelpful rule or assumption is and recognizing where it might have come from. questioning whether your unhelpful rule or assumption is reasonable, realistic, fair, helpful, and recognizing the negative consequences of having this unhelpful rule or assumption. Then, identifying a more helpful rule or assumption you could try to adopt. And finally, planning how you would need to act in everyday life to put this new helpful rule or assumption into practice. Increasing your tolerance of discomfort can be achieved by practicing skills such as mindfulness, for example, being aware, watch, observe, no judgment, let go. Relating to your discomfort as riding a wave of emotion and gradually delaying procrastination, and hence increasing the amount of time you sit with discomfort. This completes this module of the reading. Feel free to review the materials as needed. Thank you for listening.